The truth is not cruel. Speaking hard truth about obedience, tyranny, or abusive relationship will always feel too much for someone. Okay? And that's not a sign you're wrong. It's a sign that you're cutting through someone's denial. Someone too muchness, then you're here, if this is your why. Someone too muchness is not your problem. That's their problem. That's not your why. You're not stopping because it's too much for someone, because you made someone feel, filled with discomfort. That's their therapy. You know your whys. Okay? And you know the silence breeds the very harm you fight. And if you're moving into this to please everyone, right? To be liked by everyone, you risk reinforcing the systems of apathy, of being dissociated, being obedient, being numb, that you don't want, you don't want to be part of this. You don't want to be part of the family who was very numb and obedient anymore. No, right? Also, when you're moving into a place of activism, micro or macro form, you will teach from your lived experience.
Okay.
Every activist is teaching from a lived experience, not from some theory, from, you know, from the lab. You're speaking from your survival. I'm speaking from my survival of war, displacement, homelessness, being exiled. You speak from your own survival. That's your testimony. It's your embodied history, which gives you this moral weight. And you can use that. And use that. This is not learned in some books, theory. No. It's learned in life, in lab of life. Okay. So when your activism is challenged, you go back to your lived truth, and no one can deny that. And do not be in a trap that someone discomfort equals insult. No. No. Okay. Because this sharpness, critical thinking, is a medicine for many. It's not mockery. It's not that you're putting someone down. No.
Okay.
So what you need to be aware of, that your audience, okay, they might confuse discomfort, what's happening in their own body, with being attacked. But that's their therapy, okay? And you need to be very clear about why. What, okay? Why? Why? Why is this so important for you? Is it enough for you, again, to be silent? To be only observer? To be irrelevant when you have so much to say and to give to someone who is right here? Maybe both of you are right here in this state of being exiled from your own family, your own country, and you can still, from this place, pull to this place. Okay? Yeah. Or both. Both. We know this in war. The best examples of humanity I saw actually here in horrors. Okay. And also think about this, that not everyone will be your people. That's normal. People will resist. People will feel this way. People will feel offended or too much, right? But that's okay. You're not serving those people in this moment. Maybe this is just enough for them. You're serving someone who needs you, right? So normalize that you will be misunderstood. Don't take it personally, okay? People who are so invested in comfort of silence, not because they don't have a choice. Silence is a place of privilege, okay? They'll call you angry, negative, crazy, too much. But this is their projection. It reveals their fear, not your truth, okay? So, and activists on micro or macro level are always rewritten by those loud ones, privileged ones. But you stay grounded in your own narrative. You write your own activist bio. In your own words, right? That's your practice. That's your practice. Also, your voice, when your voice starts to be of more impact, right? Of more of disruption, you will have backlash. If you're ignored, you're not probably shaking the system. You're not shaking those conditioned, trained, shrinked beliefs. Okay? So resistance to your voice means your words hit the nerve, into power over. That's good. Right? So, and also don't measure your success by approval. It's very good if you hear feedback. We also need to hear yes, but also measure by disruption. Okay? Measure by disruption. So let's see, to simplify this, we will go more into the details into the course. So 5 micro acts of activism you can start today. So no marches required, where you can start where you are. Speak one truth aloud. That's big thing. If you're starting from the place of being silent and observant for years, speaking one truth aloud. Okay, if something feels wrong, name it even softly. And it can be so simple as, that joke isn't funny. I don't agree with that. This is just activism between you and you, because you spoke your truth. Right? You stick with your moral values, with your principle.